State Representative Renee Oliveira chairs the House Land and Resource Management Committee. At a panel discussion last week, he talked about how the debate over pipeline companies and private property starts with a one-page state government form.
Called a T4 or something like that. Sounds like something out of the Terminator movies.
Now, the T4 might not be as frightening as robots taking over the world, but for a lot of property rights advocates, it comes kind of close. You fill it out, and
basically, you would become a common carrier, and you could build pipelines all across the state of Texas.
That is until a recent decision by the state Supreme Court. It found that the T4 does not ensure pipelines will hire their services out to carry materials for whoever can pay. That is, after all, what common carrier means. And if pipelines can't prove they're common carriers, that means they might not have the right to take land. And that brings us back to the whole can of worms you heard Judge Tom Rugg talk about in the setup to this story.
Unfortunately, that decision has left a lot of unanswered questions, and so there are a lot of difficult legal issues that are going to have to be sorted through.
In the State House, it's Representative Oliveira's committee that's doing the sorting through. He's already heard plenty of suggestions for how to reform eminent domain laws. You could have a state agency map out a pipeline's course. That's an idea the industry hates. There could be some kind of hearing to figure out if a pipeline should take land in the first place. Then there are those who want to do away with the company's ability to use eminent domain at all. Oliveira says with so many competing ideas, even if a bill is passed, it'll be sure to disappoint most people.
It's a lose-lose bill to carry, and I may be carrying it.
Though there are some small areas of agreement. At the same panel where Oliveira spoke, pipeline industry representatives said they are sick of facing lawsuit after lawsuit challenging their use of eminent domain. It's something that could be crippling in the midst of the current oil and gas boom. So James Mann, a lawyer for the Texas Pipeline Association, said maybe pipelines could do more than fill out a form to prove they have the right to take land at the outset.
We don't mind proving it. We'd like to prove it just once, and we'd like to be able to prove it before we start building, so we know what the rules are as we start constructing pipelines.
But there's also the question of exactly how much the legislature can even do to reform the laws. Back in Jefferson County, Judge Rugg said he'd like to see lawmakers fix the system.
But I think that's difficult because of the constitutional protections that are afforded property owners in Texas. So a legislative solution may not, as a practical matter, be able to be accomplished without having a constitutional amendment election.
And until that happens, he says, the question of who gets to take land in Texas will continue to play itself out in the courts. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchelle.